Wednesday at this time is Vents Day on the Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week, we'll talk about the refugee crisis and what the American role might be. And we will talk about police body cameras. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, or comment on our Facebook page. We've had the listing up since yesterday. So the refugees are arriving in Europe by the flimsy boatload, heading for what they hope will be new homes far from the wars and other strife behind them in Syria and Eritrea, among other countries. The response from Hungary, detaining the refugees, passing new laws to close its borders, is a clear sign that Europe is not quite sure what to do with all the people arriving. And it's leading to some finger-pointing and hand-wringing among European leaders. The creation of the European Union ended the practice of checking passports at border crossings within Europe, something now back on the table. So now you get to throw your ideas out there. What should any of the European countries do to accommodate the refugees? How should they decide which countries take them in and how many? And should the United States be a part of this discussion? The president says we'll take up to 10,000 Syrians next year if they pass a vetting process. Maybe 500,000 arrived in Europe already this year. Let's hear your thoughts on the refugee situation. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or on our Facebook page. Now to police body cameras, never far from the news and closer at the moment because another city in the region, Reading, may outfit cops in the near future. Some members of the public want them so there can be little argument about what actually happens when police encounter people on the job. But as the New York chokehold case proved, even events on video can be interpreted multiple ways. What's your take? Would you like to see the police outfitted with cameras? If so, when should they be used? How should the video from the cameras be managed? Stored for months, a year or more? Public cameras, public police imply video is public record. Let's talk about that as well. It's a really interesting situation what's going on. Interesting, to put it mildly. It's in the news every day about what's going on with trainloads of people trying to get from Hungary to Austria, potentially from Austria to Germany, and try to find new homes for themselves, fleeing things like the civil war in Syria. And a lot of comment out here about it as well. Picked up something from the editorial page of the Hartford Courant yesterday. It says, this country, ours, which has a history of generosity, is nevertheless something of a piker when it comes to the uprooted Syrians, having taken in only 1,500 of them since the Syrian civil war began 4 years ago. Germany, by comparison, with about a quarter of the population of the United States, will resettle about 800,000 refugees, mostly Syrian, by the end of next year. Last week, President Obama said the United States will offer access to at least 10,000 Syrians in 2016 if they can pass a strict vetting process. That's a good start, but still falls short of a fair share for a country of 330 million people. The Hartford Courant's editorial concludes the United States should do its fair share. It won't solve the refugee problem, but it would take some of the pressure off Syria's neighbors, such as Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan, that are inundated with about 1.5 million homeless Syrians. The United States should also continue its generous provision of dollars for humanitarian assistance for the Syrian refugees more than any other nation. Most important, the U.S. should press harder for political settlement of the Syrian civil war, which obviously took on new dimensions of late when there began to be more reports of Russian material moving in place to help support the Assad regime, which somehow manages to cling to power in Syria. All kinds of facets on this discussion of Syria and the refugees that it is sending off into the rest of the world and what the Americans should be doing. We, the Americans, should be doing about that. Your thoughts welcome on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or comment through our Facebook page under Head Start on Vents Day. Let's go first to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Say, I wanted to comment about the refugee problem, but I wanted to also say just one thing about the police body camera.
Sure.
I've noticed, I think the body cameras are a good idea, but I noticed if as soon as something happens and they have it on the television news, there's a lawyer standing there saying, well, what you're seeing didn't really happen.
Hmm. Reinterpreting you know? What we saw.
And so it sort of seems like people sort of believe what they want to believe in a way. Now, the refugee thing, you know, I think what we're seeing is just a new paradigm in the world. I think, you know, countries basically have always been tribes of people, you know. And each little tribe creates their own country, and then they war against each other to get things that they need or want or power or something like that. And that was all good up until the 20th century. But with the inventions that we have now, like cell phones and, you know, people can know what's going on all over the world at any moment. The idea of borders that people can't cross and, you know, I just don't think people relate to that anymore. I think people are way ahead of countries and governments in the way they want to live. I think people want to go where they want to go. They want to do what they want to do. And they don't really respect or care about governments and countries.
Is it less a case if they don't? Well, I'm trying to split this out into a split between the place that they're leaving and they have a good reason to leave, in the case of Syria certainly, and the place where they're going. Does it matter so much where they're going as the fact they just need to get out of where they're from?
Well, I actually think that they want to get out of where they're from, but they also, it matters where they're going, because I mean, I've been watching, they've been doing little interviews here and there with the people who are going, you know, out of Syria, and all those people actually have a place where they want to go. They don't, you know, they don't want to be in Hungary, or they don't want to be here or there. They want to go to this country, and, you know, they have a plan, it seems like, and it was... Yeah, I think it matters. I think they want to go certain places, depending on what it is their goal is in life.
In the world you talk about, though, where people can communicate across international boundaries, they can relate to each other across international boundaries, though. But I mean, they still have to live someplace, presumably work someplace, you know, buy groceries and need sanitation someplace. So we still have to have physical collections of people. How do we organize those?
Well, I think people will do that automatically, because something that I've noticed my whole life is that almost everyone is an entrepreneur in some way or shape or form. I mean, the everybody likes to trade or swap or buy something that somebody else made, and I think that that's just a natural. I mean, think back about in the 1840s when they used to have the big rendezvous, and the American Indians and the mountain men, they would fight all year long, you know, and they hated each other's guts and everything, and then they'd have these big rendezvous, and they'd all meet up, and for a month or so, they'd party and trade and swap and, you know, cross marriages from one tribe to another and different things like that, and... So I think the entrepreneurial spirit is just too strong. I think it's just, I think people would figure out a way to do that without governments.
Okay. Well, markets will find the way. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. We are talking on Vents Day about refugees in Europe, particularly the ones coming from Syria, and what role the United States should be playing in helping those people settle, whether the United States should take more people. President Obama, as you heard, talking about taking 10,000 people next year, but through a fairly strict vetting process. Should that number go higher given the severity of the situation? Does the American government bear further responsibility for destabilizing the Middle East, as some people have suggested? We'll get to that in a few moments. Our other topic, of course, body cameras on police, since Reading looks like it has moved a step closer to that among our cities in our region. Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts about the refugee crisis and body cameras. 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org, and we can take comments through our Facebook page as well. So, in Reading in particular, as the Record Searchlight puts in an editorial, that Chief Robert Paoletti now appears to support the idea for police body cameras, and he says one reason and one reason only he supports the devices. He believes the recordings will be the best way to exonerate his officers when they're out doing good things and bad things happen. Paoletti promised to study the cams in July 2014, and the city council supported him with a 5-0 vote. He returned to the council with a plan recently after Vice Mayor Missy McCarthy demanded information about what was or wasn't going on. McCarthy was right to complain that months of seeming inaction on the issue made the council look weak. It was she who suggested at the very least the department should start with a smaller test program, outfitting 5 or 6 officers to get things moving. But Pauletti has yet to negotiate rules for the camera operation with the department's two police unions, and that's where things could get sticky. Despite the notion that cameras will exonerate officers falsely accused of wrongdoing, police unions across the country have strongly resisted the burgeoning body cam trend. Some cities, including Ferguson, Missouri, have had the cameras around but haven't used them. So MacArthur and the council are interested in reducing frivolous claims and lawsuits. But Reading has had its share of wrongful death lawsuits, as the record searchlight points out. At least three of them are still pending that might have benefited from the information recorded had the officers been outfitted with body cameras. The record searchlight concludes the public shouldn't expect the kind of transparency that body cams once seemed to promise. Once police unions become involved, public information dwindles to a trickle, or it is released only if officers see some overriding benefit to their own investigations. If police need help identifying a bank robbery suspect, for example, they're apt to release security camera footage coupled with a plea for the public's help. As far as questionable police operations go, we're still more likely to get more details from citizen-owned cell phone footage than from a dozen police body cameras. That from the record searchlight in Reading. Again, in Reading, where it looks like there's a chance that police body cameras could become a reality in the near future. Other departments across the country still coming to grips with the idea, wrestling with it. More examples to give you. Let's hear your thoughts. Police body cameras on all the time, on all officers some of the time, on some officers some of the time. What do you think? What's the proper deployment? And then let's talk about things like how long the video should be stored. Is it automatically public record in your mind? I mean, it is something created with public tools. It would seem to be that way. Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760 to police body cameras or the refugee crisis. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org, or comment through our Facebook page. A couple more callers here. Let's go to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Howdy. I'm pretty in favor of cameras, but I don't necessarily trust the police. So I'd rather, well, more has come out through videotapes and cell phone pictures and so on. But that's not really the subject I want to talk about. It's the refugees and how do we separate the wheat from the chaff. I mean, it seems to me that it would be easy for, you know, a small cadre of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whatever to just sort of flow in with refugees, get lost with the crowd. How do we, you know, and it's so chaotic that, you know, how do you vet these people? And, you know, I haven't heard, you know, anyone really talk extensively about the security problems that you could be facing.
Well, we have an editorial reply here from Representative Peter King of New York, who says, okay, we can take more people, but we really got to stay careful with this because of the fact that you do have the Islamic State in power in parts of Syria and potentially could have some people cross in with the Syrian refugees. And the Obama administration, even in talking about 10,000 people for next year, talks about possibly a 2-year vetting process. So it could take a while. I'd have to wonder how you would vet people if you don't really have a government behind them with clear control over the country or its records. You know, the Syrian regime is certainly embattled in the middle of that civil war. So I really wonder how a vetting process could have much success in that backdrop. But that is your concern, though. You want to make sure that we make sure that the people who are coming in are not terrorists.
That's pretty much it. I mean, you know, and I have no idea how you're going to do it because, as you said, the whole thing is chaos right now.
All right. Thanks for that, Steve. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day, the refugee crisis and police body cameras, the topics.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, Ryan.
You know, you make Wednesday one of my favorite days. So. Anyway, you know, I'm sorry. In both cases, I think that we're trying to solve a problem with the tool. You know, we're not looking at the disease. We're looking at the symptom. And, you know, body cameras are not going to solve the problem of bad police because the bad police will figure out ways to get the camera, not, you know, the video will disappear or whatever. I mean, we're trying to get some honesty And I think there's other ways to do that. But the thing with the refugee crisis is just the same thing. Once again, we're looking at this horrible symptom of a disease of stateless areas of the world. I kind of disagree with Dennis's comment to a degree. I think most Syrians want to stay in Syria. It's their place. It's their home. It's their ancestry. It's their identity. And the best thing we can do about the crisis is to figure out how to help them stay there safely. And a no-fly zone is the answer to that, so that the Assad troops are not dropping barrel bombs onto civilian areas to get them to have to leave. I mean, they're just dropping big 55-gallon drums of TNT randomly across the cities. You'd leave, too, if we could figure out how to keep the helicopters out of the air, and now you hear all of, these things going on, of course, by the crisis, but being typical human beings, we want to deal with the symptom after the fact rather than, deal with the disease. And I think that there's, an opportunity for the Obama administration to step up a little bit in this case and take a slightly more active role, as well as other, other players in the Middle East. It's just sad to think about that people have to be displaced from a place that they call home. And that strong sense of place and a love of place and a love of family, because we're not doing what we can do. And, and same thing with the police. We need a police force. We desperately need people who are willing to make a difference in our communities to keep us safe, to help keep us safe. We need respect. They need our understanding. But we also need to have, police forces that don't have a culture of ambivalence to dealing with criminals and so-called criminals. It's the human condition. We like to chase bright, shiny things, and we like to chase symptoms rather than the cost.
All right. Good summation there, Ryan. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent, as Ryan just did, and your thoughts about a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics are the refugee crisis, refugees coming primarily from Syria into Europe. Does the American government, do the American people have a particular role there that they should be playing, that we should be playing? Let us know what your thoughts about that, your thoughts about police body cameras, since it looks like Reading will be one of the next cities in the region to begin instituting the use of cameras there on a limited basis, certainly perhaps in the short term. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts about the use of body cameras, about the role of America in taking in the refugees, particularly from Syria. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, or you can comment through our Facebook page. Debbie in Talent sends a note in. She says, yes, we as a country should take in our fair share of refugees from the Mideast because we have a role in creating the instability. And we as a country should learn from the last 14 years how our presence isn't the benign blessing we think it is. That from Debbie in Talent. Let's go to Mary, also in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to comment on both of the issues. I'm glad that we're finally getting into the body cameras. I think that's a necessary deterrent. At least that makes police think twice before they do something, if they know it's going to be recorded. And even if they turn it off, then that makes the whole scenario very suspect. And whether or not you can believe what they say after that, I think would be very suspect.
All right, so
on the refugee crisis, I think that the Arab countries could pick up more of the slack, particularly Saudi Arabia. And I understand that they are Sunni and the Syrians are Shiite, and I understand that there's a gulf between those two. But I would hope that and obviously that's not happening, that the humanitarian aspect would come forth and have some pity on these people who are so ravaged.
All right, so more of the Arab countries you think should be taking in. And one of the issues is that the neighboring countries are taking in some of them. I mean, Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan are all taking in some refugees. And in fact, Jordan's case, 630,000, I see. Lebanon, 1.1 million. Turkey, 1.9 million Syrian refugees since the beginning of the war. And the problem is destabilizing those countries, and they are suggesting, can you guys go someplace else?
Mm-hmm.
Which is at least to a lot
of us. Well, yeah, but there's also, like, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab America's the other little country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot that aren't taking up the not doing anything.
Okay. Thanks for that, Mary. Appreciate it. Let's go to Shane and Bandon. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello. Yeah. I just wanted to say I think the police body cameras are a great idea, and I think it should be public access to the video also. It just they're public servants. It seems like the public should have a right to see what's going on.
All right. Unlimited access? I mean, just, you know, all the body camera information available right away, or with some constraints on you know, getting the faces of people who need privacy out there?
Well, right. There is that, especially with minors and whatnot. I guess that's a fine line.
Mm-hmm. But in general, you like the idea.
I do. I think it's a great thing. And with the refugee crisis, it just seems like, you know, we love to go over and have a lot of wars. We're pretty good at going to have wars, but we're not so good at the aftermath and dealing with the problems that wars create. And I think if we dealt more with the problems that wars create, we probably wouldn't be so gung-ho to go start wars.
All right, Shane, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. John and Vanita, we got about 2 minutes left and three callers. Go ahead.
Oh, well, cameras, that's a no-brainer. Why not see what's happening? Those people over there that are running for their lives, why doesn't the world look behind the curtain and see why? And the cretins that are causing this, go get them. And by the way, that most worthless of entities, United Nations, where are they at?
Sort of in the middle of there. They're involved in the European end of things, but I don't know how much on the Syrian
end. They're nothing.
Okay. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. Archie and Talent, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hi. I think it's pretty obvious that the U.S. Government and President George Bush Jr. is totally responsible for this immigrant problem because he started that war in 2003 in Iraq. And if he hadn't have done that, I don't think this would be happening right now. So we should take all of these refugees into America and welcome them all with an open heart.
All of them, really. Yeah. And we're talking millions
here. All of them. We are responsible for all of them because this would never have happened had we not attacked Iraq for some ridiculous reasoning, I think just to make money for the war machinery profiteers. It's really ridiculous.
All right. Thank you for that, Archie. Appreciate it. Final call with about a minute to go goes to Skeeter and Eugene. Hi, Skeeter.
I think we'd better be really careful if we were talking about having a no-fly zone with the Russians having MiGs in that country and possible Russian pilots. We don't want to have the beginning of World War III. And I think we're really seeing the beginning of a switch, you know, with people on the move around the world. This is going to be happening a whole lot in this century with the depletion of water and oil. Hey, we're just in the beginning of this.
All right. Could be more on the way. That's a grim thought, but one that's well taken. Thanks for that, Skeeter. Appreciate that. Thanks to all of you for taking part and listening to Vince Day. We had another lively discussion here. These issues, no doubt, will come up again. Thanks for listening.